We called Rick Pearson, the political reporter for the Chicago Tribune and WGN Radio, to join us. Hey, Rick.
How are you?
I don't know.
I know.
So if he's not going to pardon him, then it would be a commutation of a sentence, time already served?
To time served, right.
Okay,
right.
And so that's a, I believe curtailment is the president's word. That's not a legal word here, right?
No. He, in fact, a reporter interjected the term commutation, and then he continued speaking.
Got it. So he's going to commute his sentence. So that means then that the conviction sticks, right?
Correct.
Just that you're out early. So he would not get his
normally
pension.
Normally, time served. Now, and even frankly, even if he had received a pardon, it would not affect his pension benefits in the state of Illinois.
Didn't the state of Illinois pass legislation about that very thing?
Correct. And there are definitely different interpretations of what a pardon means, but it's a pardon is kind of granting clemency, and that would not affect his pension under Illinois law of his ability to try to reinstate it.
Okay, but he's thinking about pardoning Martha Stewart. She would then get to vote again, right? As you understand?
Yes, and voting rights normally are restored.
She could own a firearm, maybe, stuff like that?
Correct. Those rights are normally restored after a pardon or after, frankly, just serving a prison sentence. Those rights are normally restored.
Oh, really? If you're a felon and you get out, are you sure about that, Rick? If I'm a felon?
Yes, very much. Depending on the type of crime. I mean, if there are certain standards in different states, even though these are federal crimes, there are different standards in different states for restoration of voting, which happens truly for most felons are restored the right to vote.
I'm glad to hear that.
And right of firearms, obviously, depending on if that crime was connected to a firearm.
But none of this matters because he's not talking about pardoning Blago. So Blago would get out. Illinois already said you're not going to get your pension, and he wouldn't have the right to vote then, because he would. Would he? Because
he would have the right to vote.
He would have the right to vote.
One thing that he would still lose is the right to hold public office in the state of Illinois, except for he could run for Congress or U.S. Senate.
Oh, he could.
The Illinois, when the state Senate impeached him and threw him out of office, they also took a separate vote that took away his ability to run for public office ever again in the state of Illinois. But that only applies to state and lower offices. It does not apply to federal office because the conditions for running for federal office are those contained in the U.S. Constitution.
When are you on the radio again, Rick Pearson?
I'll be back on Sunday morning on the Sunday Spin. We'll be updating the end of the legislative session.
Okay, my friend. You're always terrific on the radio and the print and helping us out in a pinch here. Thanks for your expertise.
No problem. Sure, thank you.
You bet. Rick Pearson, Tribune, WGN Radio.